This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, as I will scream and grunt until the crisp cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo. We've been speaking with political cartoonist Ben Garrison. Now, coming up just after the break, we're going to be having Joe Biggs in studio. We'll be speaking with investigative reporter Wayne Madsen. All of that is coming up. But Ben, I wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit about what triggers you. How do you get inspired with these cartoons? Is it just the hullabaloo that's coming out of the media, or how do you get triggered enough to do something about it?
Well, a lot of my ideas just come like bolts out of the blue. I mean, those are the best ideas, too. I call it vertical thinking. They just come right down into my brain. Other ones that are horizontal in nature, it takes a lot of time to work them out. Well, I'm surprised that so many people out there, I mean, I must get like a half a dozen. Every day I get like a half a dozen ideas sent to me by people all over the world. They all have their own ideas for a political cartoon, and many of them are excellent ideas. I just don't have the time to do it. I'm not quite there yet where I can make a living doing the cartoons. Now, once upon a time in the golden age of newspapers, there were like 1,000 paid editorial cartoonists all across the country. And then by the 80s, it was down to around 100, and now it's around 30. So the traditional newspaper editorial cartoonist is going away, but we're seeing a renaissance of sorts now on the internet and the alternative media on the internet with editorial cartooning. So, and it's very encouraging to see a few more conservative cartoonists out there too, because for a very long time the liberal cartoonists had a stranglehold on cartoonists, the debate as far as editorial cartoons go. And most of them are always pretty much, they were lazy. They were just like well-drawn insults were all they were. Oh, you like guns? You're a redneck. Oh, you don't like big government? You're a racist. That's what they all boiled down to. So, but now we're starting to see a few more conservative editorial cartoonists such as myself and have a larger voice on the internet, and that's very encouraging. And once again, I want to encourage all you young artists out there, you can do it too, so get busy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of what Alex is always saying. We're always being sent in such great leads, such great ideas, but we can't be everywhere all at once. And it is going to take a legion of us to fight against this new world order. As we can see, they've got all cylinders firing and really trying to silence any critics, silence conservatives, silence libertarians, with the name calling.
Trying to silence me. I sure did face that. The first thing I found out, I said, how come no editorial cartoonist is drawing anti-Federal Reserve cartoons? And as soon as I started doing it, I found out why. Because, hey, I started getting called anti-Semitic and a Nazi. I started getting called a racist. And so anybody who's now even slightly right of center, you get called far right. Even, it's like it's a either-or situation with the liberals. If you're even slightly conservative, you're a far-right Nazi. And Scott Adams, I think of Dilbert fame, had that happen to him. When he came out and supported Trump, all of a sudden he started getting called all these horrific names and people were threatening his life and threatening his business. So he said, okay, I support Hillary then. He said that in a cynical way, but just to get the heat off of him, and it worked because people stopped attacking him. But with me, I'm not going to say that. I'm still pretty irrational. I'm going to go ahead and stick with Trump.
Right. Right. And if that's exactly it. If you are a free thinker in today's society, you are an extremist. So you got to get in line.
That's right. You got to be prepared to take the flak. I was not prepared. I was really shocked because I would do anything to stop people from calling me a racist at one point.
I think most people are. They just get shoved down into that little fear factor. But we are so thankful that you have not cowed to the fear. Ben Garrison, thank you so much for joining us. That's grrrgraphics.com. Go support these independent patriot artists. Go buy some prints and some t-shirts. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo. Joining me now is Joe Biggs, and we are going to be breaking down Trump's speech. Now, people are saying Donald Trump delivered the best speech of his life. I want to go to this first clip. This is where Trump lets the people know that he's never going to lie to us.
But to achieve this new American future, we must break from the failures of the past. As you know, I'm not a politician. It's good. I've worked in business, created a great company, created lots of jobs, rebuilding neighborhoods. That's what I've done all of my adult life. I've never wanted to learn the language of the insiders, and I've never been politically correct. It takes far too much time. Sure. True. Truthfully, it takes far too much time and can often make it more difficult to achieve total victory. Sometimes, in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it. And I do regret it, particularly where it may have caused personal pain. Too much is at stake for us to be consumed with these issues. But one thing I can promise you this, I will always tell you the truth. I speak the truth for all of you and for everyone in this country who doesn't have a voice, of which there are many. I speak the truth on behalf of the factory worker who lost his or her job. And that's happening more and more in our country. I speak the truth on behalf of the veteran who has been denied the medical care they need and the medical care they deserve, and so many are not making it, but they're going to make it if Trump becomes president. That I can tell you. They are dying on lines waiting for a doctor. We are going to take care of our veterans. I speak the truth on behalf of the family living near the border that deserves to be safe in their own country, but is instead living with no security and no protection at all. We will build the wall. Believe me, we will build the wall. Our campaign is about representing the great majority of Americans, Republicans, Democrats, independents, conservatives, and liberals, who read the newspaper or turn on the television and don't hear anyone speaking for them. All they hear are insiders fighting for other insiders. That's what they do. These are the forgotten men and women in our society, and they are angry at so much and on so many levels. The poverty, the unemployment, the failing schools, the jobs moving to other countries. I'm fighting for these forgotten Americans.
Wow. What an incredible speech. I mean, what a novel idea, having a president who's actually for Americans and who says, you know what, sometimes I might put my foot in my mouth, essentially, but I'd rather tell you the truth. Then here on the other side, we have people that can't even defend their own candidate because they know she's not trustworthy. She lies again and again and again. So let's go to this next clip. Donald Trump is pointing out the fact that it's due to the reckless decision making by our politicians. But the reason why this reckless decision making has come about is because they're getting personal profit. They're gaining from these reckless decisions.
Hillary Clinton's mistakes destroy innocent lives, sacrifice national security and betray the working families of this country. Please remember this. I will never put personal profit before national security. Nobody should. I will never leave our border open to appease donors and special interests, which is what Hillary is doing, and they are being appeased. I will never support a trade deal that kills American jobs. I will never, ever put the special interests before the national interests. I will never put a donor before a voter or a lobbyist before a citizen. Instead, I will be a champion for the people. The establishment media doesn't cover what really matters in this country or what's really going on in people's lives. They will take words of mine out of context and spend a week obsessing over every single syllable and then pretend to discover some hidden meaning in what I said. Just imagine for a second if the media spent this energy holding the politicians accountable who got innocent Americans like Kate Steinle killed. She was gunned down by an illegal immigrant who had been deported 5 times. Just imagine if the media spent time, and lots of time, investigating the poverty and joblessness of the inner cities. Just think about how much different things would be if the media in this country sent their cameras to our border, to our closing factories, or to our failing schools. Or if the media focused on what dark secrets must be hidden in the 33,000 emails that Hillary Clinton illegally deleted. Thank you. Instead, every story is told from the perspective of the insider. It's the narrative of the people who rigged the system, never the voice of the people it's been rigged against, believe me. So many people suffering for so long in silence. No cameras, no coverage, no outrage from the media class that seems to get outrage over just about everything else. So again, it's not about me. It's never been about me. It's been about all the people in this country who don't have a voice. I am running to be your voice. Thank you. I am running to be the voice for every forgotten part of this country that has been waiting and hoping for a better future. I am glad that I make the powerful, and I mean very powerful, a little uncomfortable now and again, including some of the powerful people, frankly, in my own party. Because that I'm fighting for real change. Real change.
That's exactly right. Real change, because we know exactly what we're going to get if Hillary Clinton gets in. That's Donald Trump saying that he is going to be a champion of the people. Joe Biggs, what do you think about this speech, best speech of his life?
That's great. I mean, he really had a good, clear message about what he wants to do, what his vision is, and how he's going to do it. You know, it's always funny, like every time I go to these events now, everyone's screaming, build the wall, build the wall. So hopefully he can live up to that one at least, because that seems to be the major one that everyone, major thing everyone wants.
Well, he is a jobs creator, and that would create a lot of jobs building that wall.
They're already building bricks.
And latest polls show that most immigrants actually back Trump on this ideological test. So we'll see what happens. All right, stick around. We're going to be breaking down more of Donald Trump's speech coming up.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio 67.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. I took a One World Way shake with the oil when I got home. It took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You're You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo, joined by Joe Biggs. Now, Biggs, I wanted to get your opinion on a specific part of Donald Trump's speech where he's talking about our children here in America. Let our children be dreamers, too. So here is a portion of that speech. He said, "It's the fight of our lives together to save our country. I refuse to let another generation of American children be excluded from the American dream, which is what's happening. Our whole country loses when young people of limitless potential are denied the opportunity to contribute their talents because we failed to provide them the opportunities that they deserve. Let our children be dreamers, too." So, Biggs, what do you think about that? I mean, you've been there on the ground. You've seen in Ferguson, just recently getting back from Milwaukee, a lot of people are blaming this on systemic racism only, ignoring the fact that a lot of these cities where we're seeing this unrest sort of festering up are cities that have been run by Democrats and these progressive policies for decades.
It's a Democratic plantation. There's a lot of it's ridiculous. I mean, you go to these different places and you get on the ground and you see so many Americans who actually need help, but they've been stuck in this imprisoned in this camp, this Democratic system for so long, and they're so dependent on big government, which creates people who don't go out. They're not entrepreneurs. They're not going on creating things. They're not. They're just so dependent, staying home. They want the government to take care of them, and it's sad to see that. You know, for once, I'd like to see some of these cities like Chicago, you know, Milwaukee, El Paso, a lot of these places are Democratic run. Switch it up. See how it works out, because right now the top seven worst cities in America are Democrat-run cities, the main places. So that's the problem. It's not racism. It's not anything. It's the government sitting here choking you, not letting you do stuff at all. And, you know, and meanwhile, you have no way to survive. You're dependent upon government for, you know, all these checks. And then what do? You don't go out. So people are out committing crimes because they have no other way to do it.
Right. No other way to feed their families sometimes. And it's really interesting watching the liberal media reporting on these stories. And they have to make it about race. They have to make it about the divide and conquer, because there's no way they can draw attention to the fact that it's actually these liberal policies that are so disruptive for these communities and actually holding people back. I mean, I think how little I really knew about politics. I wasn't taught or educated on the whole process. So you think someone who's really doesn't care that much about going to school, doesn't feel like it's for them, they really don't understand that it's the political system that's the real enemy.
Yeah, I mean, there's great people. I mean, you know, before we went out to Milwaukee, there was reports, you know, of reporters pulling out because of the racism was so bad. I mean, we got out there and walked around and people were nice, came up to us. People just wanted you to talk to them and not judge them and not come in there with some, you know, mindset that they're going to act like a certain way and that you're going to be a little apprehensive and scared. If you come in there and you talk to these people and you engage in a great conversation, we had a guy come up to us and we were talking about, you know, why do you think that Milwaukee is one of the poorest cities? Why do you think it's one of the worst cities in America? And the guy's going, well, it's because of the Democrat Party. And it's like people are born into this whole system. And he said they just keep voting that way because that's the way their family did it. And then their kids do it and their kids do it. And it just continues and continues to go on. But Trump's speech right here, I like it. It really highlights his whole slogan, America First, because, you know, why is it that we have so many young Americans struggling to survive, to pay off these debts, to do all this stuff? Meanwhile, someone can come in from another country and can bypass all that stuff, get free school, get free health care, get all this stuff, a free bus ticket to go somewhere. Meanwhile, we have people who are struggling on a daily basis. That's why I like Trump's slogan, America First, because we need to take care of every man, woman, and child here that's living here, who's doing, you know, the right thing. That's what we need to focus on.
Right. And of course, a lot of these people can begin to see how when you bring in a whole illegal class of people that are going to be taking their jobs, that they're already struggling to get those jobs. I mean, it's only going to get worse for these communities. And so I think that they're really starting to wake up to the reality of this, starting to see that they do need to implement some change within their own communities. We see people taken to the ground locally on the local level, which that's where the real power begins. It's not really even voting for the president every 4 years. It's on the local level. Now, when we come back, we are going to be playing a special report from John Bowne. He is basically going to provide us with a stunning recap of the failed Obama presidency. Obama, you know, he's got one more little thing that he's got to do before he leaves office. He's going to hand over American control of the internet. We've seen his failures before with Obamacare, open borders. So just totally stunning as he leaves the office. So that report will be coming back, and then more with myself and Joe Biggs. We've got all of the breaking news at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
What has President Obama done with two terms as our commander-in-chief? Fix the economy? Nope. The national debt went from $10.6 trillion to $19.5 trillion under his watch. And Obama is the only president in history to not see a 3% increase in the GDP. Healed division as the first black president? Nope. America is sitting on a powder keg of anarchy as a result of the Alinskyite methods unleashed by the White House and its lapdog media and the hordes of communists and faux civil rights movements under the umbrella of Black Lives Matter attacking their own communities. Kept America safe? Oh no. The United States just surpassed Europe in the admittance of Muslim refugees, 21% of which that will stop at nothing to foment jihad in our communities. As Orlando, San Bernardino, and 9/11 cast a dark shadow over national security, and Europe's example serves as a harsh warning for the very near future. Is it getting clearer? President Obama Obama's achievements don't involve you, the average U.S. citizen, be you on the left or the right or in the middle. His achievements are applauded by foreign bankers and oligarchs whose agenda reads like an instruction manual of the legacy of our 44th president of the United States. Obama came up big on one of his promises. He managed to bankrupt the coal industry, a huge boon to the natural gas industry, fracking its way across America.
As oil and gas production has doubled over the past 5 years, the number of earthquakes rattling Oklahoma has surged. Until 2008, the state averaged 1 to 2 quakes magnitude 3 or greater per year. In 2015, it's averaged 2 per day.
The coal industry has been devastated by nearly 30% since Obama took office. The Daily Caller reports coal use fell in every state but Nebraska and Alaska, devastating both the coal power and the coal mining industries, and even forcing Peabody Energy, the world's largest coal company, to declare bankruptcy. Jobs hemorrhaged under the hugely unpopular corporatocratic Congress Obama presided over. China has been devastating our manufacturing base since 2001. 15 years later, nothing has been done to counter it. In fact, everything has been done to open the gaping wound. John Rappaport of No More Fake News writes, Obama is the Rockefeller globalist man in the White House. He's tasked with pushing through congressional ratification of the TPP come hell or high water. First, know that the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, is a huge globalist trade deal among 12 nations that would phase out thousands of tariffs and set up corporate tribunals to punish nations that refuse to import goods, e.g. toxic pesticides, toxic medical drugs, GMOs, etc. In short, it's a nightmare. Wiping out tariffs is the cornerstone of the globalist agenda. It allows companies in industrial countries to move their factories to third world hellholes, pay slave wages, ignore environmental conditions, and then export their products back to the countries they abandoned with no tariffs, no taxes, no penalties. Meanwhile, White House mouthpiece Politico nonchalantly reports President Barack Obama is taking the fight for the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal to America's streets. The White House is making an all-out push to win passage of the deal in the lame duck session of Congress, organizing 30 events over the congressional recess to gin up support for the agreement. If that isn't brainwashing, I don't know what is. Simultaneously, Obama's Department of Commerce is handing over the reins of the Internet in October to a multinational authority that includes China, Russia, and Iran as an olive branch of Obama's failed foreign policy after the NSA had been discovered spying on world leaders, which more than likely was the ploy all along. Globalism is here, ladies and gentlemen. Your very existence and that of your descendants is at stake as Obama sets up to throw a Hail Mary of treason in the final minutes of his New World Order presidency. John Bound for Infowars.com.
Well, that was another excellent report from John Bound. I am Leah McAdoo here with Joe Biggs. Now, Joe, if you would look at any of the mainstream media out there, they're not going to be giving you the kind of information that John Bound was just delivering with that report. They are only telling people about the Olympic swimmers. That's the big news.
Ryan Lochtegate.
Yeah.
Like, the biggest story in the world right now is how an Olympic swimmer lied about being mugged, and everyone's covering about how this guy is a liar. It can't be trusted anymore. Hello, does that sound familiar? We've been saying that about Hillary Clinton for how long?
Right.
And in the media, you won't cover that. You won't cover this goon right here.
I love spicy. I always keep...
You don't want to cover Hillary Clinton right now at all.
What difference does it make?
She lies about everything. There's the new WikiLeaks document shows that she was helping send the what was it, weapons to Libya and stuff, and all these different places. All this stuff's coming out, but no one cares. No one's even talking about it. Like, these WikiLeaks come out on Twitter, and it's like it trends for like 10 minutes, and then they go in and take it down really quick, and then they put in, like, you know, Beyonce's, you know, new booty shaking video that I could care less about.
Yeah.
I want to know about Hillary Clinton, and I want them to do their job.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear about Ryan Lochte swimming in a green pool. I care less about that. I don't care if he got mugged.
Yeah,
I don't care. I don't care if he stole a donut.
Now we just know he's like a drunk.
He broke a mirror in a bathroom that was equivalent to $20 US. Oh my God! I mean, hey, at the end of the day, at least he didn't burn down the gas station, I guess, afterwards.
Yeah, well, and that's just it. It's like there is so much going on that they want to distract you with the Olympics. It's, of course, it's perfect timing for the Olympics and all that coverage. But they don't want to talk about the fact that Clinton Foundation donations have been linked to State Department favors. We're going to be speaking with our investigative reporter, Wayne Madsen, here in just a minute. He's got this really incredible report. He also gets into the details about how George Soros has been linked now to the Muslim takeover of the West. But this is not the kind of news that you're going to get by watching the mainstream.
Lockheed's like the new Harambe. Ryan Lockheed's like the new Harambe, which Harambe is beating Jill Stein in Texas right now, a dead gorilla, and these nuts. So there you go. That's America today.
Right.
That's what's going on right now.
They're also going to distract you, letting you believe that these people, even Harambe, vote for Harambe, you know, as if your votes don't count. They don't matter.
That dead gorilla has more of a...
That you need to be worried
about.
He's
got a better personality than Gary Johnson.
In this election. Well, I want to draw everyone's attention to our sale that we are having right now for a limited time. We've got 20% off of Living Defense at InfoWarsLife.com. Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleanser. It has been sold out for months. We've got it back in stock for just a limited time. So secure your bottle today. It's a discounted price. We're going to run out of this product. We've had a lot of really great reviews. You can see right there, 4.8 there on the stars. A lot of our listeners are really proud of this product. They say it's really helping them. They feel great. I've got some of these reviews over here, but I'll get to those later. But you can start eliminating toxic and harmful organisms from your body naturally without harmful chemicals. I know myself and Joe Biggs are probably really due for one of these Living Defense cleanses because both of us are avid consumers of sushi, which I love sushi, but man, I don't even want to think about.
I just tried Brain Force for the first time the other day. Wow, that really works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to take it all the time now.
As much as I travel now, like I just, because you know how you're on the road so much, and then you think you can go, you're like a robot. I don't know how Trump does it, but it just finally hit me, and I just kind of like, my whole body stopped, and I was like, I've just got to go to sleep right now. But I couldn't because I still had to work, so I popped one of those things in, and next thing you know, it's like 5 hours later, and I forgot I even took it, and I'm like, I thought I was tired, and then I wasn't tired anymore, and I was still doing stuff, and I was like, all right, cool, I like this.
Yeah, no, I like it, too. It just turns your brain
off. It's not jittery or anything like that. It's like a natural, like,
exactly.
You just have your natural energy that you should have, and it's just a continuation of how you should be throughout the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Great for those nights when you don't get a good night's sleep. So go to InfoWarsLife.com. You can pick up the Brain Force. You can pick up Living Defense. 20% off right now. Get it now. We're going to sell out of this product because it's super high quality, just like our super high quality information and our news team assemble. So we've got Wayne Madsen now joining us, bringing some really great reporting exposing what the mainstream media daren't tell us about the Clinton Foundation. And I really feel like getting this information out there, Wayne, is going to force them to have to see this pay-to-play slush fund operation that the Clintons have set up. So tell us about your latest report.
Well, I'm not sure there's a cause and effect relationship here, but just I would note that just a few days after, maybe 2 days after I published this list of key foreign nations and key foreign corporations that had donated to the Clinton Foundation and its various other contrivances, and then I showed what those entities received in return as a way of favors from the State Department. It was just announced yesterday that the Clinton Foundation will cease accepting foreign and corporate donations if Hillary Clinton becomes the next president. So that's rather odd that they would have come out with that statement, you know, just after that list came out, but they're in a lot of trouble on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, didn't they agree that they weren't going to, the Clinton Foundation, Bill Clinton wouldn't get involved while Hillary Clinton was there at the State Department? So they already made that promise one time. Now, all of a sudden, we should trust.
I saw that when I was reading through Drudge. I was like, really? I was like, you guys already said that once, and that failed miserably. So you expect me to believe this all over again? Come on.
And we are definitely driving the narrative there now. And Wayne, with this chart that you have really laid it out. There's no denying it. You can go to Infowars.com and look at Wayne Madsen's really great article at Chart Clinton Foundation Donations Linked to State Department Favors. And you spell it out. It's right there in black and white for anyone who doesn't have the time to go through all of these additional private emails that have been released. Prince Abu Dhabi and Foreign Minister of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, they donate $5 million so they get access to Hillary Rodham Clinton at the State Department. $500,000 environmental speech by Bill Clinton given at the Emirates Palace Hotel. State clearance for U.S. arms sales to Algeria there with their donation. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So what do you think people really need to understand about, let's say, the Tenio Holdings firm, for instance?
Well, Tenio is very problematic because the guy who founded this Tenio, which is a lobbyist slash investment firm slash private intelligence company with offices in New York, London, and elsewhere around the world, it was started by Doug Band, who had been Bill Clinton's personal aide after Clinton left office. So he is very much part of this Clinton Foundation infrastructure. Huma Abedin was basically double-dipping, getting a State Department salary as Hillary Clinton's personal assistant, while she was also drawing a paycheck from Tenio Holdings in New York. So we have this interlocking situation between the Clinton Foundation, Mrs. Clinton at the State Department, and this private entity, Tenio Holdings. Now, I compiled that list from open source information, from emails that had been released, other information. Some of it had been hacked into and released. Some of it was in some news reports. But if I could get that from open source, I just wonder what the National Security Agency's Finance and Commerce branch has in the way of very incriminating information on the racketeering that was obviously going on, the pay-to-play scheme run by the Clintons when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. If I could get that much from open source, I just have to think that the NSA Finance and Commerce operation, which tracks people two-way, they follow the money and they follow the people, they must have quite a interesting database of Clinton Foundation activities. The problem is that we've seen key intelligence officers retired come out and support Hillary Clinton. Mike Morrell, the former acting director of the CIA. We've had Michael Hayden, the former NSA and CIA director, say nice things about Clinton. He's actually showing up on a Clinton ad right now on television. We got to think that the intelligence agencies are supporting the Clintons.
Absolutely. And as Donald Trump pointed out in his speech, that reckless decision making by the politicians has often come about due to personal profit. It's not just here in our own country, but this pay to play, it's also affecting people in other countries. Perfect example you point out here, Walmart Inc. donated $5 million, and in return, Clinton pressured the Indian government to open up India to Walmart, which this was an action that was opposed by India's small retailers. So here you have people, they know, just like here in our country, these small businesses, these mom and pop shops, they get pushed out and shut down as soon as one of these big Walmart retailers comes in. We've also seen Haiti and how the people there in Haiti are very upset with the way the Clintons did or did not failed to help them there. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's brother gets access to a gold mine there in Haiti.
Yeah, the Clintons have, it's one of the worst things they've done is they've used Haiti, which has been devastated by an earthquake, by repeated hurricanes, by political upheaval. The Clintons have used Haiti as their personal cash cow. The poorest country in the Western Hemisphere used by the Clintons as their personal cash cow. And, of course, Bill Clinton, he's operated as the U.N. Special Envoy for Haiti. And just like his wife, as Secretary of State, he used that position to enrich himself. Haiti used to be a net exporter of rice, for example. It's now an importer of this awful bleached rice from Arkansas. Why? Because the Arkansas Rice Growers Association has been longtime contributors to the Clintons, both Governor Bill Clinton and his presidential campaigns, and then Hillary Clinton and her presidential campaign. So what happened with Haiti's rice industry, it was destroyed. Now they have to import this cheap Arkansas crap. It's not nutritional whatsoever. It's almost like Frankenfood. It's genetically modified.
I mean, look at Bill Clinton. I mean, obviously there's something going on with the rice there.
Yeah, well, I think he's got his soul sucked out of him, though.
Yeah, yeah. So we went and not only had problems with, you know, Condoleezza Rice and now Susan Rice, our national security advisor, but major problems for Haiti with Arkansas rice.
Yeah, and people are really beginning to hold them to what they said that they were going to do, helping these countries. I mean, Haiti, more than 100,000 people died there. So many people still are living in tents. What did they do with all of this money besides enrich themselves, enrich their own family members? And they don't want us to ask these questions. Now, Wayne Mattson, when we get back, I want to ask you, you know, what do you think is the key thing that people should take out of this list? What do you really see as a really damaging sort of pay-to-play action here? And then we're also going to get into the George Soros story and how Soros was giving global grants to fund these Muslim migrants, this takeover of the West. I mean, he has got his claws in so deep here with all of this. So, Wayne Mattson, stick around. We're going to get to that, and you're going to find all the breaking news at Infowars.com. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio 67.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leah McAdoo, joined in studio by Joe Biggs, rocking out.
I'm jamming out. This is my tune. I was actually listening to this on repeat last night for quite a bit.
Quite a bit. Well, we are speaking now with InfoWars investigative journalist Wayne Madsen. We've been talking about the coordination between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department. Go to InfoWars.com and take a look at this chart as we're talking about it. It's at Clinton Foundation donations linked to State Department favors. That's the article at InfoWars.com. Now, Wayne, what do you think is the key takeaway here? You've obviously had to sort through a lot of emails and build this chart, but what do you really think people should focus on?
Well, the fact is that it's like everything the Clintons are involved with, it's for their own personal enrichment. You remember... There were even reports when they left the White House in January 2001 that a lot of White House decorations and
the China
artifacts went with them. I wonder if she gets elected in November whether they'll be returning some of those to the White House. But yeah, this is just it's a constant theme with the Clintons. It's what's good for them. And everyone else can really just go to blazes as far as they're concerned. The other thing they do is when they get in trouble, you notice they always surround themselves with all these aides and advisors. And then when they get caught, they blame the aides and advisors. So, look, Huma Abedin might think she's on solid ground with Hillary Clinton today, but that may not be the case, in a couple months if there's any kind of investigation of what went on. Same thing with Doug Bandatenio. The Clintons will throw their own friends under the bus. I mean, James McDougal.
Today,
under the bus.
Today on USA Today, they posted an article. Clinton told FBI that Colin Powell advised her to use her personal email. So there you go again, deflecting and trying to duck and dodge and put the blame on someone else. Look, you were the head of state. You're an adult human being and a professional job. You know what the hell you're doing. You know right from wrong.
Yeah.
Stop trying to put it on someone else.
You're not
leave Colin Powell alone.
Grandma. She's just like, oh, I'm a sweet little old grandma now, and I just don't know.
It's amazing. We can have an entire
private server.
We can have an entire room just full of articles of every criminal thing she's ever done, her and her husband, and no one wants to talk about it. They want to talk about a swimmer or a dead gorilla or, you know, some new rap video or something like that. It's ridiculous. Meanwhile, guess what? The president's playing golf, and Donald Trump is personally helping people down in Louisiana that are victims of all these floods going on. He actually told people today that didn't have flood insurance that he would donate to them to help them out. That's presidential.
Right. They told the president, current president, don't even
show. Clinton would go down there and say, donate to our foundation. We'll help you guys out. And then they're going to buy some new stuff.
He also one-upped George W. Bush, who we remember after Katrina. The closest look he got of Louisiana was from Air Force One at around 30,000 feet.
Well, that's the thing, though. People attacked Bush for that, but no one's really attacking Obama. The fact that he's out playing golf. No one's like even touching that. I don't get it.
Well, he's actually been having to.
I mean, I know it takes away from the whole thing, but still, though, the fact that I know it makes it more difficult for the first responders and all that trying to do their job down there.
Yeah,
but still, though, like, you know what? Put the golf clubs away. You played enough golf, man. Do your job
all the time. It's like, oh, there's another beheading. Oh, there's a flood. Well, I'm sorry, I gotta go play golf. That's his go-to. But luckily, we only have a few more months with President Obama in office. So, Wayne Madsen, I definitely want you to stick around after the break. We're going to be entering the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Joe Biggs is going to stick around. Maybe we'll take some of your phone calls as well. But I really want to get to this George Soros story, being behind the Muslim takeover of the West.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.